Welcome to Torah Imechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sipporah Weinberg, and today we will be studying the Navi Yeshayahu, Perek 61. This Perek continues the prophecies of consolation of the previous Perek, but in a stunning and we might even say intimate twist, Yeshayahu starts out speaking from his own perspective, setting for us the mission statement, as it were, of his prophetic tenure. Ruach Hashem Elokim Alai, Ya'an Mashach Hashem Osi, Levasera Navim Shalachani, Lachvosh Lenishbere Lev, Likro Lishvuyim Diror, Vila Asurim Pekach Koach. These are not my words, says the Navi, not my mission. Hashem set his spirit upon me and anointed me for the purpose of bringing joy to the humble, bandaging the brokenhearted, and freeing the imprisoned. I am not, says Yeshayahu, in essence, a Navi of rebuke. At the core, I am a Navi of healing. In Perek 6 of Yeshayahu, we are privy to Yeshayahu's heavenly vision in what is his induction nevuah, the nevuah that brought him into prophecy. We see and we hear the Ma'aseh Merkava as Yeshayah explains it, and Yeshayah is forgiven for speaking badly about Klal Yisrael. Then in Pasuk 8, we see the Eshma Eskol Hashem Omer Esmi Eshlach Umi Eilech Lanu. I heard the voice of Hashem saying, who should I send as a Navi? Who will go for us? Va'omar hineni shelacheni, and I said, here I am, send me. We see that Yeshayahu volunteered to be that shliach to Hashem. And as we mentioned earlier, there were prophets that hesitated when called to the task of Navi, like Moshe Rabbeinu, like Yirmiyahu, not so Yeshayahu. In Perek 6 itself, it sounded as if Yeshayahu was given nevuas tochecha, rebuke, primarily to give, and that would be the thrust of his nevuah. But here, as we near the end, Yeshayahu encapsulates his experience and describes the purpose for which he was sent, to heal Klal Yisrael. It is worthwhile as well to recall the Rambam's appellation when he references Yeshayah in Igeres Teman. He calls him Yeshayahu Mevaser Umasenu, Yeshayah, the herald of our nation. The Medrash Psikta Derav Kahana identifies the uniqueness of Yeshayahu amongst all the Nevi'im, pointing out a conversation between Hashem and Yeshayah surrounding the pasuk in Tehillim, Ahavta Tzedek, Vatisna Resha, Al Kain, Mashachacha Elokim Elokecha, Shemen Sason, Mechaverecha. Because you loved righteousness and you hated badness, therefore Hashem anointed you with a special joyful oil from amongst your friends. Now, the conversation between Yeshayah and Hashem at the end of the Medrash goes as follows. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshayah, Hashem called out to Yeshayah by his name and said, Ahavta Tzedek, as it says in the Pasuk there, and we just quoted, Vatisna Resha, you loved righteousness and you hated evil, and that is why, Al Kain Mashachacha Elokim, Elokecha Shemen Sason Mechaverecha. Hashem is telling Yeshayah the reason you were picked was because of this unique quality that you have, the willingness and the intent to make Klal Yisrael emerge righteous and to assure that they will be seen in a positive light. And that's why you were picked from amongst your peers. We should also pause and note that this ability to bring succor and comfort to those who need it is a marker of true leadership. Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik writes of his illustrious grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker, who was asked what it is precisely that authorizes a Rav to serve as a Rav. Rav Chaim answered, to fight for the lonely and bereft, to protect the honor of the poor, and to rescue the oppressed from his oppressor. Thus spoke the master Talmudic analyst, the head of the Lamdanim of his generation. Yes, the world of learning and explanations is crucial, and it belongs in the base medrash, but within the community, a true spiritual leader seeks to strengthen the weak ones of Klal Yisrael. And now the Perek shifts back to a description of the Geula Shalema and what will happen when it comes. And further on, especially in this Perek, we see a perspective into the position of the nations of the world within the post-Messianic era. Likro shenas ratzon la'Hashem v'yom nakam le'lokenu l'nachem kol avelim. With the Geula, we will proclaim a year of Hashem's choice of Klal Yisrael and a day of vindication of Hashem to comfort all of those who mourn. And the Navi then explicates the form this Nechama will take in parallel structure, juxtaposing sorrow with comfort. And this is what healing looks like. Lasum la'avelei Tzion, to provide for the mourners in Tzion. Laseis lahem pe'er tachas efer, shemen sason tachas evel, Ma'ateh sehila tachas ruach keha, v'korei lahem elei hatzedek mata Hashem lehispa'er. You're going to give them a beautiful headpiece to wear instead of ashes, festive and beautiful oils instead of mourning, clothing of splendor instead of a drooping and saddened spirit. And they will be called beautiful trees of victory that are planted by Hashem for His glory. Uvanu charvos olam, shomimos rishonim yikomemu, v'chitshu arei chorev, shomimos dar vadar. I told you all the beautiful things that I'm going to provide for you, but I want to also address your broken places. All of the ancient ruins will be rebuilt, the desolation of old will be raised up again, and the ruined cities will be renewed, addressing the desolation that has occurred and accrued over so many generations. We learn now that during the times of the Geula, strangers will be the ones doing the work, tending crops, being your farmers. V'atem kohanei Hashem tikareu, misharsei Elokeinu ye'amer lachem, chel goyim tochelu, uvechvodam tisyamaru. And you're going to be called Kohanim of Hashem and termed servants of Hashem. You're going to enjoy the wealth of all those nations and revel in their riches. You're going to achieve the status of Kohanim that don't work and just spend the time learning and taking care of spiritual matters. Literally, the psukim here mean to say that the non-Jews who persecuted Klal Yisrael since the beginning of time will now become cognizant of the holiness of Klal Yisrael and come forth of their own volition to serve them. They are saying with this service that they understand the importance and the purpose of Klal Yisrael, and they want to be connected to their greatness. Now, what about the concept of working? If Klal Yisrael is no longer going to work, how do we look at the concept of work in general? Does work have an inherent value? Shouldn't it be something that we should be doing in any case? We learn in Pirkei Avos that Yafa Talmud Torah im derech eretz, and kol Talmud Torah she'eni mo melacha sofa betela. It's important to have learning and working. And we also learned that Torah that doesn't have some kind of service or work along with it ends up being dissolved. But there's also the unique way of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai that must be examined, Maseches Brachos 35, which extracts a deep kernel of truth that is relevant for us here. We know that it says, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, Efshar Adam Choresh B'Shas Charisha, V'Zorea B'Shas Zeria, V'Kotzer B'Shas Ketzira, V'Dash B'Shas Disha, V'Zorea B'Shas Haruach, Torah Matehe Aleha. Let's just say a person carries on all of the work that needs to be done, planting, reaping, cutting, etc. And when it's time to winnow the seeds, he does that. What's going to be with Torah learning if a person's busy all day and all night with matters of Parnasa? Ella bizmanchi Yisrael osin ritzono shel makom lachta nasas al yedei acherim. Then Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai assures that if somebody, when Bnei Yisrael will be doing the will of Hashem, their work will be done by other people. So according to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, a person should always be totally devoted to the learning of Torah. But the Gemara says this approach is not for the masses. It's not for the average person. Most people have to work and earn money to achieve financial stability. And there are a rare few in every generation who can approach this level. However, but our pasuk is saying that when the Geula comes, we will all be on that spiritual level, that we will not be connected to the mundane matters of this world, and thus we will lean on the service of the nations who perform these tasks so eagerly. Tachas pashtechem, mishne uchlima yaronu chalkam, lachem be'artzam, mishne yirashu, simchas olam tiyelahem. Because your shame was doubled, and because people cried, they belong to disgrace, that's their lot. Definitely, they're going to have a double share in their own land, and their lot will be joy forever and ever. Ki ani Hashem ohev mishpat sonei gazel be'ola v'nasati fe'ulasam be'emes uvris olam echros lahem. I am Hashem who loves righteousness, and I hate the misdeed of stealing that the non-Jews meted out upon you, and therefore I will give you what you truly deserve. Ubris olam, and that eternal connection that I have with you, I will cut with you, Bnei Israel, forever. So ne gazel be'avla is explained literally as be'avla, even though it's read be'ola, which would mean for sacrifice, that Hashem wants to pay Bnei Israel back what they are truly owed and make right this avla, this flaw that the non-Jews, the nations of the world, inflicted upon Klal Yisrael. But the Gemara brings this pasuk and explains it is not the word avla that's referenced here, but rather Hashem doesn't want an olah, a korban, that is provided with funds that are stolen. Thus, we understand one of the foundational tenets of halacha, that we can't kasher or make kosher bad things with good things. Jewish thought does not accept the concept that the ends justify the means. Pure beginnings only lead to pure outcomes. V'noda bagoyim zar'am v'tzetza'ehem b'socha amim kol ro'ehem yakirum ki heim zera b'erech Hashem. Everyone who will look at Bnei Yisrael, all of the nations of the world, will look at them and their descendants and see that this is a line blessed by Hashem. After all the years of marginalization and prejudice and hate, our Jewish family will be recognized as gebenched, as blessed by the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these last two psukim of the perek mark the start of the final haftarah of the Sheva Denechemta, the haftarah of Parshas Nitzavim, which is the last parsha of the year before Rosh Hashanah. Now, all of these haftaras, in essence, are escorting us to the finish line of Yamim Noraim with a proper framework of consolation, faith in Hashem, and hope. But this is the last one right before Yom HaDin. And the pasuk here expresses tremendous happiness with the din and with the approaching Rosh Hashanah, teaching us what our perspective should be. Sos asis b'Hashem tagel nafshi b'elokai, ki hil bishani b'gdei yesha, mi'il tzedaka ya'atani, kechasan yichahin pe'er v'chakala ta'adeh cheleha. I am so happy with Hashem that my whole being exalts in Him. He has clothed me in garments of triumph. He's wrapped me in a robe of victory. And like a chasan, a bridegroom, adorned with a pe'er we had earlier in the perek, a beautiful headdress, and like a bride bedecked in her finery. Topically, this pasuk is speaking about the joy we will feel when the ge'ula will come. Psikta Derav Kahana talks of a matrona, a very wealthy and important woman of society, whose husbands and sons and sons-in-law went to a very distant land. Her sons come back and she is told about it. Your sons are back. And she says, oh, my daughters-in-law will be very happy. Then she hears the news that her sons-in-law have returned. And she goes, great. Oh, good for my daughters. They'll be so thrilled. And then they said, your husband is back from the trip. And she answers, oh, really? Hi, chedvasa shalema. Finally, I have a simcha, a joy that is complete. So too, Bnei Yisrael, they're so happy that their children will be coming back to them. They're so happy that the nations of the world will flock to them in service. But sos asis b'Hashem tagel nafshi b'elokai, when Hashem himself comes to greet Klal Yisrael and the Geula, that is ultimately their happiest moment. And as a nation facing Yom HaDin, Klal Yisrael feels the same. The Torah brings down the difference between Klal Yisrael and all of the other nations in their Yom HaDin. Sheminhago shel olam, Adam sheyesh lo din, lovei shchorim, umisatev shchorim, umegadol zekano, ve'ein chosech tziponav, lefi she'eino yodea eich yetze dino. A person from the rest of the world, when he knows that he has a judgment, he has to prepare himself in wearing black and letting his nails grow long and letting his hair grow long. He's bizarre. He's so worried how his din is going to come out. Aval Yisrael einan kein, lov shim levanim, umisatfin levanim, umegalchen zekanam, umechatchen tziponehem, ve'ochlin v'shosin v'simechem Rosh Hashanah, lefi The difference is we get dressed up, we are excited, we eat and we drink because we know Hashem is going to make a miracle for us on Yom HaDin. And that's why it says, Sos Asis B'Hashem. We have a joyful day on Rosh Hashanah and this is our last haftarah before we greet it. And we know it's going to be good and this is our attitude towards our Hashem. Ki Ha'ares Sotzi Simcha V'Chigana Zeroeha Satzmiach. Kein Hashem Elokim yatzmiach tzedaka usihila neged kol hagoyim. How is it going to look? As surely and steadily as the earth brings forth her produce, and as a garden nurtures her blossoming seed, so will Hashem cause victory and honor to blossom forth, and this will happen in the eyes of all of the nations. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat, Alexander Sender.